we'd have just rapped and you'd have got to just fill it. You could have just like listened to what we recorded and just filled in your stuff in between.
Your part.
Yeah, that's the look.
A little ADR.
I don't know how to do that technologically, so I don't know why you.
I have trouble
editing what we have now.
I have two projects left to finish, both of which I'm hoping to have done by the end of this month. Wait, what's today? There's no way I'll have them done by the end of this month. Like, two business weeks. Like, I'll have them done in like two business weeks, which is, I don't know, like 18 days or something. Whatever business weeks are, you do the math, Google that shit. But yeah, after that, I know how, like, I got us on all of this. I've talked with somebody, I've done some stuff. It's going to require some things from both of y'all. Uh-huh. But like, it's not much. But yeah, all of this is good. I got stuff. I'm saying it on the recording. That way, like, somebody can hold me responsible. And,
yeah,
you know,
hold him responsible.
11 and a half weeks well. When I forget about this entirely.
I'm like, look, technology has just been whooping my ass. It saved my life recently, but it's been whooping my ass more than it's been saving me.
Did you have COVID? Or is this COVID?
I had an upper respiratory infection. It had some fluid on me. And they had to drain that up out.
Oh shit! They like are they drilling and draining, or they hold you upside down and shake you for a little bit?
Pretty much drill and drain.
Okay.
You got holes in you now.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't fiddle faddle with it. I gotta I gotta not touch it.
Oh, you're still connected?
You got the blanket. You got to keep yourself.
Yeah, I got to keep myself warm and keep my hands away from that area. Oh, they might as well have put one of them fucking cones on me like a dog.
I mean, I can give you one of those that's human-sized if you need.
Get the fuck out of here. You got a human-sized cone.
Of course I do.
I'm not surprised.
Of course I do.
Keep you from biting your own stitches at some point.
No, not for that at all. I just needed a human-sized cone at some point in time, so we made a human-sized cone. I mean, the why is not important. The how and the what are. Human-sized cone, yes. And it works.
None of those have been satisfied.
It works as advertised. It actually works even better if you do it and you fill it with popcorn. Because, we did put a little opening in it so you can spin it around and you can eat popcorn and then look out the opening and watch a movie and then you don't have to hold your popcorn.
Okay. It's just hang your head over and just...
Oh yeah, no, it's like you understand, like you fill the cone. Like you fill the cone around you with popcorn. You will have popcorn in your hair.
American innovation.
That is definitely very American.
Hey, it's how you get a diabetes type 3.
I feel like an Asian country could do this better. I said, I feel like an Asian country somewhere could do this better. Like, it's a good start, but I think
they've already done it better. The moment I said it out loud near any of our electronics, they had it, according to our government. There's somebody right now who's like, oh, hey guys, you know that machine that we use to make the cones for dogs? Go ahead and jack it up, make them a little bit bigger. We're going to advertise them as popcorn. Go ahead and tell Disney to make a movie that requires them to put out some kind of cone for the head.
Like a 3D bowl. Glasses cone.
Yeah, or something. There's going to be something that there's something like, you get with the movie, just like that sex toy they gave to all the people who like Dune.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
What?
Oh, so you guys aren't, you aren't nerdy enough. So that Dune movie came out.
I watched the first Dune, and I liked it.
Yeah, the second one came out, and they gave out a giant metal popcorn tin, and on top of that metal popcorn tin was a topper that was supposed to be one of the worms. But if you look at it, anybody with a penis says, oh, it's the exact same size as a fleshlight. And it will also fit a flesh. You can essentially just take a fleshlight, put it on top of it, and now you have a sandworm fleshlight. And the internet said, "You're welcome, world." And they did it immediately. Immediately. Like, I think before the popcorn tins were even available, people were already had the concept art and plans on Instructables, how to turn yours into a sexable object.
And this was a promotional box?
Yeah. Anybody that went to see the second movie got it. I think for a limited time.
We will find a way to fight it or fuck it.
Oh, no. This time, look, if you go, like, I'm entirely too lazy to look up the image. But if you look at go look up Dune 2 or Dune promotional popcorn.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't work hard to not make this a sex object. Like, you see it and you go,
I'm scared too. I'm scared to look this up.
Exactly. I'm looking at it now. The moment
you
see it,
you go, oh, I know where I'm putting my penis right there. Like, that's.
Yeah. I don't even own a penis. And I'm like, I can see how that.
As if it were designed merely for it.
Mm.
To the internet. Yeah. Yeah. It was immediate. Sexual object.
Yeah. Oh, no. That is fuckable.
It's immediately fuckable. It's not even like. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, the nerds are fucking that.
Oh, no.
Not just the nerds. Everybody's fucking it.
Everybody's fucking it.
I don't have the equipment to fuck it. I can, nope.
I don't know. Little attachment. You can.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can have the equipment to fuck it. It was big enough to put your fist in. Come on. I'm telling you right now, there's no way everything that comes out has a design process, and every part of it has to be agreed upon. Every part. So there was not one meeting. There were 20 meetings for this thing. 20 different meetings where people approved the color, the shape, and everything. And someone said, yeah, that's right. Let's go ahead and put out a flesh-colored sex bucket.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be fisting your popcorn.
You'll be knowing that meeting said, but what about the people who are gonna fuck it? Somebody said, of course they're gonna fuck it. That's the reason why we're making it.
We're making it specifically so they can fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody actually took a fleshlight and put it and set it right on top, and they were like, it was a literal perfect fit. Like, it was as if they took the dimensions for the fleshlight and used it to make this. Or the factory that was making these also makes fleshlights that had some old molds. Either way,
that's probably the scenario. The same factory that makes the promotional bucket makes the fleshlight, and they're like, same.
Same factory, same China.
Same.
Yep.
I want to tell you right now, I'm being tame with the jokes about it. The internet was way better.
And then you got the little worm tentacles on the side for your extra pleasure. Oh my God.
It got
a little ball tickling. Little ball tickling.
Just a little bit.
Go to Reddit. That's all I got to say is go to Reddit.
Chris, have you already fucked this bucket?
No, I haven't seen any other movies. And I learned I decided a long time ago that I could never be the guy who fucks stuff. Cause like I've been single a long time. I'll admit that. I've looked into a fleshlight, but I have to do things thoroughly. So I looked into like every aspect of it, and I found out that there are forums dedicated to how to clean these things. And the process isn't just you wash it off. That's not the process. No, the whole process and special chemicals, all this stuff. It was more work than it would take me to maintain a healthy relationship.
I mean, unless you could use a condom and then you just, you know, put a condom. I'm not
going to use a condom if I can't catch a disease. I'm not doing that. Nobody likes condoms. Nobody does. We use them because we have to. So if I'm in a situation where I don't have to, I don't have to.
Valid point.
I'm already fucking a thing. I'm at least enjoying the thing I'm fucking.
Fully. Yeah, at least
it's my thing. I paid money for the thing.
Why are you gonna desensitize yo? You already fucking the thing.
I'm fucking the thing. Put a condom on. You hump a floor and put a condom on. No, that's weird. That's weird. Humping the floor, not weird. Humping the floor with a condom on, weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes cleanup easy, just like the little crock pot liners. Same concept. You just.
I realize now why this is not going to work. Because you said earlier, you do not have a penis. And as an owner of a penis for the entirety of my life, I can tell you the absolute savagery that comes with that thing. And the urges it gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, again, I wear condoms because they are important. I don't want a disease. I classify children as a disease. They want to classify fetuses as a person. I classify it as a parasite. But I mean,
technically,
it is. Gave you an 8 month. We interacted and you caught a 9 month parasite. And then we decided to raise it. And then we said, here's all our insecurities and all our weird genetics. You go be a person.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've been checking out this thing, antenatal movement.
Let's not have kids.
Yeah, I'm all for these niggas. I don't know where I got to contribute or like show up for a rally, but I'm for it. I'm like, it's not. It's irresponsible to bring kids into this world now. Now?
I'll let you finish.
I'm just saying, like, if I had it to rewind and I was raising my kids today, I would raise them 90s style.
Ooh. I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, free range kids out here, got a little feral, just slightly feral, you know, drinking out of water hoses and shit. Like,
I don't think kids were free range in the 90s. I think that kind of ended like about 89, going into the 90s. I think it was pretty much wrapping up feral.
I was still
like,
free range in the 90s.
I was pretty free range. I was more free. I was 13 hanging out with like 30-year-olds.
Exactly. Point.
Okay, I will say this though. I don't know if I'd want to raise kids in the night. Like, I don't want to look towards any of those time periods as like the pillar of parenting. Like, I was raised in the 90s. I wouldn't want my kids raised in that same manner.
No,
we've learned a lot since then.
I'm just saying, a little latchkey in your life can make you an independent adult.
Okay, yeah, I'm all for it having higher expectations of children. Like, they can do more than we think they can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time I see the Instagram video with like the infants like doing full cooking breakfast, I'm like, oh yeah, by all means, if you want to teach your kid how to cook its own breakfast at like 4, go for it. But like, I don't want them making all the decisions. Like,
I'm just concerned about the environment in which we live in, the outside world. Like, not that it was any different any other time, because there's always been predators and people doing weird shit in every generation.
But it's different now. Like, okay. I agree with Nia on this because there's more it's easier and there's more to get in trouble with now. Like, it's not about like having like free range kids. Like, you can't free range when you free range your kids back in the 90s and back then, it was like, okay, your kid maybe made it over a couple of neighborhoods and got exposed to a couple of neighborhoods worth of stuff and possible dangers and came back. But here, if you free range your kid, they're talking to motherfuckers in Ukraine or in Poland, and they're falling like they can actually get exposed to a whole new level of danger that we didn't have.
That's right.
Like, you know, like, I played around in the 90s. I was on America Online impersonating people already a lot, but it was still mostly like motherfuckers in my area, maybe across the country occasionally. Mm-hmm. Now, like, you could straight up, your kid could end up in a cult. Your kid could end up in the Taliban. Remember that? There were some kids that went over, like, there were people who went over to join the Taliban.
Yes,
you can't
free
range everybody on the internet. Like, they said, you also have to
depending on what you trained the kid, like, you let them free range along with your training, and you, like, the kids, fairly self-sufficient kids.
I mean, but that's got to start earlier than it started. Like, it's hard to, like, introduce that to kids now, because they're our kids. Like, you ever notice this? Like, okay, my parents were in their 20s in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And they were like the free love, like, generation. Let's do drugs. Let's not mm-hmm. fight. And it's because they were rebelling against their parents, who were like the get a job hippies. And then eventually they became their parents. And then, like, our generation rebelled, and we're like Generation X up to, like, millennial area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, like, we, instead of having, because our parents had the free love thing, our generation has more of, like, a toxic relationship with love. Like, if you look at our movies, all of those, like, don't take no for an answer movies that were real big for all of us. We've all seen them. And I'm gonna hold the boombox. I know better than you about how you should be. And now our kids are like rebelling from, like, we did drugs and we were like hard. They, like, the younger kids now are like not as big into weed. Like, they're into like vaping, but not like weed and stuff. Like, people look at me as being not cool because I still smoke weed. Like,
they're okay, grandpa. And you're,
yeah, they're like, oh, this dude's not... Yeah, like, I pulled a joint out. They looked at me like, hey, man, could you smoke that over there? We're trying to keep our lungs healthy. Like,
while they're vaping.
Fucking weird, man. I told you, it's a weird cycle going. Like, they're gonna be more conservative than we were.
I can see that. Yeah, they're definitely turning out to be more conservative. It's wild to see. So the opinions that some of these young folks have, like the baby millennials and the Z generation, and it's like, it's very much, and I'm wondering if it's like that because so much of that, what they've experienced so far, has been out of their control. So the easiest thing to do is to control everybody else and tell everybody else your body count matters. And, you know, you have to work out and you have to have a job and you have to, you know, go to the college. And it's so very concrete and very much conservative, these lifestyles. And they have this romanticized view of two parent homes and what a family looks like. And it's wild to see so many young people with this very conservative mindset. But considering everything that they've seen that's been out of their control, from 9/11 to school shootings to sex trafficking and drug wars, gang wars, all that shit, I can see why they're just like, I need to control my life and your life. It's wild to see so many who are like, oh yeah, pro-life, of course. Yes. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're young, like, what? I'm old as fuck, and I'm on my
put
last.
Put a leash on my ovaries. Put a leash.
I'm on my last.
Fuck putting a leash on the kid. Put it directly to the ovary.
I'm on my last two eggs, talking about, you know, my body, my choice.
Your last two eggs.
And these young ladies are like, I need to be, you know, married before you carry or some shit. I'm like, wow.
You know, you heard of these kids getting, basically, they want to be engaged by their graduation day.
Fuck all that.
That is terrifying.
Very much.
Yeah, that is terrifying. Not surprising. Like, there's a whole reality show. Like, they get, what was it ring by graduation or some shit?
And college graduation?
No, by high school graduation. They want to be engaged.
We were talking about this earlier, Nia, in what we will call the spit hot fire episode that no one knows about.
Right.
We were talking about how there's a push towards that. Again, take that rubber off. Fuck that chick meat to meat. Everybody's supposed to have some kids now.
Just for a little bit of context. Chris was talking about how he has to listen to public radio, like regular radio. And he was talking about how the song Meet generally on average plays about 30 times a day. And I'm sitting here dumbfounded because I'm like, Meet to Meet really isn't one of those songs that should be on regular TV or regular radio programming. But then we went into a conspiracy theory that maybe this is to make sure that people are having more kids, especially in states where abortion is illegal.
Sexy Red has no musical talent. None.
No.
Even she'll admit it. There's video of her that just recently came out of her singing on stage, and it's no musical talent. It's undeniably there's no talent. But she is an active and thriving member of the music industry. Yeah. And every one of her songs, she mentions getting pregnant. And not even 3 weeks after she started getting famous, she's was pregnant.
And there's a lot of folks out there who are just, who listen to that kind of music and they're constantly pregnant or putting a baby in somebody.
Because it's catchy as fuck. Okay, I think what it is, I think... Hold
up, you just... Look,
but it's meant to be catchy.
The catchiness of the song is making that just release?
Yes. This is how. I believe this. I firmly believe that the Mad Men era of marketing perfected something. And they learned something, especially with jingles. There are so many jingles that we all know and could sing. And it's not like you're not singing it like, I love this jingle. It's almost like some Manchurian Candidate subliminal thing. You hear it and you have to finish the jingle because they figured out how powerful music is for everyone.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they use it to work with people who have dementia. Music is powerful. And the message of that music is very easy to overlook the message if the music is like really, really catchy, but the message will still you'll still get the message, you just won't realize you are.
Right.
My mom, D'Angelo had a song called Shit Damn Motherfucker. It's on his first album. And
I remember that.
My mother heard D'Angelo as a musician and said he is the greatest musician. She loved his album. And this is one of the songs she would sing every time. My mother does not like cursing. But because the song was so good, she never listened to the words. But she's singing. One day she is singing this song with another member of our family in the car who's an adult. And they're looking at her like, yo! you be getting down. She's like, what are you talking about? And then she started listening to the words of the song. She'd been singing this song for months. She knew the song by heart. Didn't know the words that she was saying. They're doing that same thing.
My mother.
If you keep saying, take that rubber off and fuck that chick meat to meat in a catchy way, eventually I'm going to be singing it in the shower. I'm going to be singing it when I'm thinking about it. And if I'm fucking, I'm going to do as instructed.
And they play this shit in every strip club, regular club, lounge, brunch.
Everywhere.
And daycare. You're doing the drugs, you're doing the drinks, next thing you know, you're fucking in the bathroom or whatever dark corner of the club, Meet to Meet, as the song is booming in your head.
I don't think it even goes just to the club. It's to the point where you're at home with your significant other, and you still gonna do it. You guys may not be trying to have another kid, but, man, y'all were having fun tonight. Song may be playing, and now y'all got another.
And to add on to what you were saying before, Chris, my mom for a while was into Daddy Yankee. And I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, Mother, Daddy, she had multiple CDs. Every album that motherfucker put out, she had every single.
She don't know Spanish, did she?
Nothing. Nothing. Be in the car, just, you know.
Oh, what? I can't even.
I'm like, oh my
god. I can't even. Like, I ain't done it. There are so many people. There are so many Indian and Japanese and like Iranian artists that I listen to, and I have no fucking clue what they're saying. But that music sounds real good.
I'll do you guys one better. When the Chronic album dropped, prior to the Chronic album in the 90s, wasn't nobody really smoking weed that serious. And for the most part, a lot of rap songs, you got made fun of if you knew somebody or was associated with, if your mama was on crack. Even if you smoked weed, there was, you know, rap songs that made fun of you until that Chronic album dropped. And then since then, I just remember, like, all of a sudden, everybody was smoking weed. Or gin and juice. That was another one. Nobody really drinking gin and juice real serious until that song. I never drank
gin and juice until Snoop Dogg told me to drink gin and juice.
I have to say, I had gin and juice, and I retired from gin and juice the instant I tasted it. And I was
like, it's one of the drinks that you taste, and you're like, Snoop like this? Okay.
Just like with the Hennessy craze that's been going on for the last few years. That Hennessy is horrific.
I will never recover from.
Everybody's, you know, it's what everybody's drinking. Incredible Hulks.
Oh my God, the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulks. I've drowned in Incredible Hulks. Mm-hmm. That was huge right during the when I was in my 20s.
Yeah,
and the number of times that we, first off, there is no why. In H-Panotic. It's H-Panotic. I will say it every time. It's not hypnotic. Look at it. There's no why. It is H-P-notic.
Hypnotic. Panotic.
It's H-Panotic. I'll say it every time. I drank so many of those, and I'm going to tell you, they weren't good. I drank them because somebody told me to in a song.
Hypnotic
somewhere.
Was just fancy ass Cisco.
Oh, it was so bad.
It was a stepped up version of Cisco.
It was like somebody put booze in Tampico. If you've ever had Tampico, it's like the thick orange juice that's not orange juice.
Yes.
It was that, but with booze in it in different colors. And we
sucked it up. Killed
bottles of it.
Yeah.
Bottles of it because we were told to. So do you think, in response to your question of do I think that those songs are going to possibly make, yes, with every fiber of my being, I think they are making songs to tell you to make more babies. They need more poor people. We're ammo now. We are officially ammo.
There has to be a permanent, I was saying in one of our hot takes that went unrecorded, that capitalism requires a permanent underclass for it to take advantage of. So it makes sense to me that all these laws are being put into place restricting folks' ability to manage their to plan their parenting in an effective way. If I can force you to have children, naturally you're gonna be forced to take care of it, and you're going to work for my minimum wage or whatever the fuck crumbs I throw at you, because you have to take care of these kids. You have to take care of this household. We're going to make money. We're going to raise the price on everything to make sure that you are struggling check to check. You have nothing else better to do but to make sure your children are fed and have shelter. And that's it, for nothing else. To enjoy yourself. To be able to even relax and take a step back from work to be like, I work a shitty job. I want to do something else. And there's no perfect example of that than what the fuck happened during COVID, when everybody had to take a step back from, you know, going to work. And then just if you had multiple jobs in the service industry, people were able to stay at home and like think about their jobs and either finally had the chance to be like, my job is so fucked up. I want to move somewhere else, and I finally have the time to take this, get this new certification or whatever experience, because soon as COVID was winding down a little bit and they needed folks to come back to the office, folks weren't coming back to the office because they found better jobs, or they were getting finally able to get their education. They want us to be on this constant rat race. And if that means
they had the time to think about their life and realize that their life was not what they wanted it to be.
Right. Because, I mean, I didn't know anybody who didn't have a regular job, 2-3 side hustles, and they were just in this constant rat race. They couldn't take a vacation. They couldn't take time to relax and, like, zoom out and look at their lives and be like, all right, I can take this skill set and put it over here. It was just this constant, I need to pay bills. And then there's also this constant need to consume. Like, even with our social media and all the commercials and things put at us to consume, it's all for that. It's to have that permanent underclass spending money, struggling, working.
Like George Carlin said, they need people who press the buttons and don't ask so many fucking questions.
Yeah.
I mean, welcome to our Karl Marxist podcast. As the brother Karl Marx said, the surplus is where we got fucked. When we were just hunters and gatherers and could only make enough for ourselves, then it wasn't as bad. The moment there was a surplus, we said, oh, I've got extra. So if you'll do a little work for me, I'll give you a little of my extra. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, okay. You know, when we started farming, we found out that some people were better at farming.
Mm-hmm.
And they had more crops than we had. And it was like, well, fuck, now we got a market. Back when we was just making it for ourselves, it was not as bad.
Yeah. You can make it yourself, whether it was good or not.
Yeah, I'm getting ready. Look, I read an article about 6 crops to grow. So that you, 6 crops to grow at home. Be like, they're like, fuck a yard. Yards are useless. Grow crops in your fucking yard.
And here's the one thing, and this is where I don't love everything that Killer Mike says, but there's a video of him talking about how, like, how many of you motherfuckers know how to grow crops and everything. Mm-hmm. One of the things about that people don't realize is when you start growing crops for yourself and that is the thing you do, all of this excess goes away. Like the surplus, again, like when it got to the point where, like, remember back when there were seasons for crops?
Yeah.
You had like avocado season and like, oh yeah, this fruit is out of season, so you don't have that.
Right.
Well, like now, like if you want an avocado, it don't matter what time of year, you just go get one.
Get it. Yeah.
If you start growing for yourself, you got to start going back to being like, all right, well, guess what? We have this part of the year, we have beef. And this part of the year, we have pork. Because we don't have enough for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you don't get to have, like, I don't under, like, Wendy's does this too, the, like, fresh, never frozen. Like, when motherfuckers started saying, like, hey, we don't even, everything's got to be fresh. Your vegetables have to be picked within hours of you being served them. Otherwise, apparently you didn't get no nutrition, nigga. You dying
because
your
shit's
frozen. Because apparently when stuff gets cold, it goes bad. I didn't think that's how it works. I thought it was the opposite way. But I think they've been pushing that. They push these, like, so-called healthier things. Again, fresh, never frozen. We gotta have it all fresh so that now they need land to grow those crops and everything else. I would love it if, like, you started growing a crop. Like, don't do 6 crops. Find out, like, make your crop, and then you partner with 4 or 5 other people, and y'all get your crops together, and y'all become a semicircle of feeding each other.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck everybody else. Don't make no more.
But then you
no
also,
surplus.
But then you also, and this is where I always say politics is local, and you should be voting locally, be paying attention to what's going on in your city and state. Because if you live somewhere where they have strict zoning regulations, you can't just set up your crops in your front yard, backyard, side yard, basement, attic. They will come
tell
for
me what
you.
I can do with my property. Fuck them.
Oh, and if you have an HOA, otherwise known as the Scourge of the Universe, homeowners mafias, they'll take your house if you
they
try
will.
To have chickens.
Yep. So, you know, while we are all, you know, disappointed with the likely 2 at the very top, Please, please, I can't stress this enough, because I see so many people being so negative about it, and I fully understand why. But there's lots of shit coming down the pipeline that we really need to pay attention to that's going to impact us locally, but then also on a federal level too. There's some, you know, judges that are put in place. I believe Texas, a judge in Texas that was a Trump appointee is the main person that a lot of these right-wing conservative groups are going to put in place some federal laws. So like all the book banning laws and abortions and sexuality laws, they know that they can go to this judge and push forward whatever law they want on a federal level. And that is a judge appointed by Trump. So I know everybody is like, oh, you know, it's not, it's two birds, one stone, whatever the fuck, same, but not, it's not. So we have to pay attention on all levels, because those judges that are being put in place are who these conservatives go to push for whatever law they fucking want to. And he's just writing checks. He's just signing off on, yeah, like, oh, okay.
Fight you, more judges.
You know, from the bench, they're supposed to be dispassionate about, you know, their decisions and fucking,
right,
and mm-hmm, apolitical.
No, they know. And they know who to go to.
Yeah, we've long since proved that. Fucking, I forgot his name. The Supreme Court justice who molested that lady back in the day that nobody talk about.
Black Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Clarence Thomas. Well,
yeah, I want to point out, I said it, and there were multiple options of choice.
That's how fucked you know we are here in America. We have multiple options.
The Supreme Court justice that molested that lady, and everybody, you each named a different one, and we're all correct. And then named the one that I was saying. Clarence Thomas is what I'm talking about. He's already proven, though. Like, mm-hmm. He's proven that they're definitely not going to be apolitical. These motherfuckers, he is bought and sold.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do hope he takes the bribe from the British dude with the bus and $1 million. Please take that bribe.
Yeah, I hope that John Oliver, for those of you who don't know, John Oliver offered Clarence Thomas a top-of-the-line, up-to-date motor coach and $1 million a year. $1 million a year out of his pocket. Not out of HBO pocket. Out of his pocket. If he just leaves the Supreme Court.
I want him to take it, but then I don't, because it's like, fuck, this fucking greasy, ashy motherfucker is going to get $1 million of this good guy's dollars.
It don't matter. Guess what? I would rather know that Clarence Thomas is somewhere not fucking us over,
but you
and
know
that someone's paying for it, than what he's going to potentially do over the next however long he's still alive. Because he's not, we can't get rid of them.
Well, true. And all they're going to do is roll that $1 million into some lobbyist, some, you know, political pact or whatever to do some wild shit or pay off federal judges.
We just need to get another judge appointed. If we can get one done now, Biden gets to appoint it, and maybe we can knock it back towards our side a little bit, so it's not completely just dudes going, oh no, Trump can be in president even though he's been found guilty. That's not weird at all.
Clarence Thomas gets run over by his own motor coach while he's doing routine maintenance on it.
I was gonna say falls in it while cleaning it one day and no one finds him for months. Because that way it ruins the coach and him.
Yes.
Because months means he is a hot stew at that point.
Just melted into the floor.
Just a puddle. Just
They're going to hoover him out and it's never going to get that smell out.
No.
That coach is gone.
I don't know. Politics, all this shit's just...
Listen, I mean, all thank I'm you for giving is, me.
Thank please. You for my next shirt. My next shirt is going to be vote locally, steal nationally.
Thank you. Yeah. pretty much. Like, every year, you should be looking at the special elections, every 2 years, every 4 years, every 3 years.
Vote locally. You care about your local elections, and you steal from national companies. Don't steal from local companies.
That part. Yeah, yeah.
National companies only. McDonald's got plenty of money. They ain't gonna.
McDonald's ain't hurting for nothing.
Don't go in and rob the buildings. That's just fucking with the employees. But like, right. If you find a way not to advocate electronic fraud, but if you find a way to electronically fraud them, feel free. It's a victim. It's not a victimless crime. There is a victim. That victim is also a bad person.
And that's according to Citizens United. It's a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Person. Like, if you want to, okay, if you stealing from Walmart isn't even a crime. I don't think that's even classified as a crime, in my opinion.
It's written off on their insurance, so.
See,
I classify that as getting, it's a coupon that you just didn't know you had.
Mm-hmm. My problem is that I feel like if I ever were to commit a crime, the scale would have to be right for me. And that means, like, for me to commit a crime, it would take, like, I would collapse a government. Like,
wait, so you saying you don't commit crimes now?
I don't follow laws that I think are dumb or exploitative.
I hate to point this out, that just if you don't follow a law, it's still a crime. I mean, it's a justifiable crime, maybe? Still a crime. Like, yeah. I commit crimes all the time.
I'm talking about, like, if I'm going to get into life of crime type shit. I'm going to collapse a whole economy.
Oh, I don't want to get into life and crime type shit because I don't want to be a slave. That's where that's going. Mm-mm.
Yeah, like when somebody robs a convenience store.
You're going to be a slave
That's not a career move. That is... Mm-mm. Just knocked over 7-Eleven and you might get hemmed up.
One jail, they're gonna start, and they're gonna make you do the job that you didn't want to get that money originally, but they're gonna pay you a lot less to do it this time.
Pennies on the dollar, if that.
I feel like if I were to become a criminal, the lick's gotta be so major I could collapse an economy. It's gotta be private island money.
And hear me out. You operate in the gray. Gray area white collar crime is a very nice place. Like, mm-hmm. The right kinds of frauds, you don't even get in that much trouble.
Yeah, with the right lawyer too?
Yeah, in fact, if you can come up with a new fraud, this is what happens if you come up with a new kind of fraud. If you come up with a new kind of fraud, you have to pay some money out of the money you already were fraud, like you were fraudulently able to get. You'll pay money out of that. You'll testify in front of Congress to tell them how you made a new fraud so mm-hmm. they can make sure they can incorporate it into the other frauds they're doing. And then you'll just consult on that fraud for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Like,
you might get some probation for like 6 months to a year, but other than that, you make millions just on consulting alone with government officials all over the world, not just in the U.S.
Cryptocurrency doofuses are doing that shit.
Nothing about that ever seemed like common sense to me. Like, nothing about crypto ever seemed
crypto
sensible. It just seemed like funny money.
It is. I mean, but all money's funny money. All it's doing, like, crypto is like, it's illustrating the holes in our regular money society.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else.
That's all it's doing is just like taking those to like a Saturday Night Live skit level of lampoon. They're like, because everybody's like, crypto's completely made up. There's nothing backing it. There's also money. Our money is made up. So is credit. All it's just made up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing really backing it. Like, if we all stop fucking with money, then money's not the thing. You know, like, if a disease came out that said, in order for you to survive, you had to have like raw rolling tips, that thing saved you from this horrible disease, then that would become more important than money immediately. So money don't matter. I've lost where I was. I've smoked too much weed waiting on you. The thing that sucks about these recordings is you can't run it back real quick to see what I was talking about. And you niggas weren't listening.
Having also had weed and getting lost in the
park. Look, I fucked around.
Get in the comments with me and tell me what my point was.
Right. Send us an email. Hop into our DMs and tell us what point we were trying to land.
Hopefully it wasn't a Boeing, because them bitches fall apart.
Oh, we covered that. Oh, man. I realized how thorough our conversation was. We covered Boeing in that conversation, too.
We sure did.
I recapped their whole history.
Yeah, like, I saw a thing about, like motherfuckers who worked at the factory, they're like, would you fly on this? They're like, shit, no.
My homeboy works. One of my unnamed homeboys works for me. When the door flew out, he was like, "About time!"
Like, it was not a matter of if, but when.
It was a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, it was a win. I mean, again, loose bolts. That's all it was. Loose bolts. I mean, here's the funny part. We all talk shit, but how many people right now are riding around with the check engine light on in their car and they still ride that bitch? Or like, it started making that uh-oh new noise, and you're still like. Maybe that's not my wheel going to fall off.
I do like, have my oil change light on, so there's that.
See?
No, but we're closer to the ground, so that's less danger.
Nah, that's not less danger. Cars kill people more than planes do.
True. Now, we already know cars are shady acres. All the back alley mechanics, and even at the dealership or at a shop, those are shady.
Yeah, dealerships, they particularly get down.
Fuck dealerships. I've taken my car to dealership 3 times, and every time it came back, they fixed the problem, but they left me with a new problem.
Yep, every single time.
I don't have cruise control right now, because the last time they had to replace my computer in my car, and it got it back. And like, I drove around for a while, because I mean, I don't use cruise control every day. And like, I don't know, 4 months later, I went for cruise control and it was like, nah, nigga, that's not there no more. So I take it to another mechanic, my regular mechanic, not the dealership. And he was like, ah, yeah, it needs to be reprogrammed in the computer. That's going to be a lot of money. So I take it back to the dealership like, hey, you put in the computer. So obviously you missed a step. Oh, nah, man, that's not on us. Your module's messed up. We don't have to replace that for another $3,000. Y'all can eat my penis. I'll just keep my foot on the gas. And the problem is, it's fine for me as the individual to do that, but when your airlines are like, yeah, we could fix this, but let's go keep our foot on the gas.
Yeah.
Got planes falling out the sky.
Yeah. I just don't trust, like, especially anything? Like as a person who used to, you know, work in aviation in the military, I saw the result of when shit gets built by the lowest bidder.
See, okay, though, and that's the one thing about the military is this was broken down. Okay, I'm going to stop referring to what we will call the lost tapes, because it is gone. Nobody can see that. You'll never hear it. But I will say this. What happened with Boeing is Boeing used to be a company that produced commercial airlines, and they were great. And then they bought and merged with a military defense contract company that was known for making the worst stuff. And those are the people who have been more made in charge.
Yeah.
Which is why now Boeing has the same level of quality as the military. And I mean, I know you were from the military, but I'll say right now, I don't trust anything with a military sticker on it.
Do not.
Because the people they're giving that to, they don't regard as people.
No.
And it's and again, going back, I'm going to circle the block on voting. It was a law put in place by our Congress that says that military contracts have to be the lowest bidder. It doesn't matter how fucking garbage they are. If they come in with the lowest bid, we have to take it. Our military has to take it. Our government has to take the lowest bid, no matter how trash the fucking company is.
Ugh, it's really weird. I have a friend that works for an unnamed military contractor.
It's wild, the amount of folks he knows in certain places.
Again, I told you, I'm not going to keep bringing it up, but the lost tapes, the lost tapes, the lost tapes, the lost tapes. She will very quickly tell you, like, the number of analysis of, like, acceptable loss analysis is way worse than we think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we think it's occasionally like, okay, maybe a person dies in a bottle. Nah, it goes way further than that. It goes to the point of, if we know this thing is not necessarily that good, how many soldiers are we going to lose? Mm-hmm. Well, we can afford to lose that many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll pay out the family.
Yeah. Cinema flag and an apology.
And a pen.
Yeah, can't pretty much. The pens.
Yeah.
So,
told you.
Are we gonna start the show, Dante?
Yeah, we've already.
Oh yeah, we never did an official like.
Yeah.
Intros,
and the music. Where's the music?
We were talking.
He just woke up.
We had a cold open. Yeah, literally. Cold open.
So the positive, you know what it is? It's because in our mind, this is like the second episode for us.
Right. We've already like put in our time.
Yeah, we was full throttle a while ago. It was great. I told you, the lost tapes.
Yeah.
Something told me I should have recorded that. Like, you know, I should probably just record this anyway. I don't.
We'll have to remember to do that next time.
Next time we record not without you, and then you just come in and next get in time, and finish.
Yeah, I'll just.
That's not an excuse to not show up next time.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not making an excuse. I've been sick. Just got in the hospital.
You know, the hospital.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get to work. Don't you know what the American dream is? It's to die sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Get to work from your hospital bed. That's what it is.
Telling you, the only reason they haven't really started pushing work from home jobs and remote work is because they haven't figured out how to do that part yet. If they can start having motherfuckers in hospitals doing like actual remote work, you'll see a huge rise in the remote work jobs. And all coming back to America. They'll be like, hey, just I know you have this terminal illness and you're never gonna leave a hospital bed, but while you're sitting here, would you like to talk to some people about their insurance?
That's why I was thinking insurance processing. I don't know why.
Fuck all forms of insurance, the health, the car.
The first scam.
Mine's car insurance. Okay, car insurance companies can eat my ass. I'm sorry. I'm going to the slight soapbox. This isn't even a harsh truth. Maybe it's a harsh truth for me because I now realize it. I got a ticket for being on my phone 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was on my phone at a light and a cop pulled up next to me and had enough time to stop his car, get out, and knock on my window.
God damn. I took
the ticket. It's my fault. I was on the phone. Gotcha. That was 5 years ago. I joined my insurance company, my current insurance company. I want to use the name. I'm so hot about this. But anyway, I joined my insurance company 3 years ago. They gave me a rate. That has been my rate. My rate renews in 2 days. 3 days. My rate renews in 3 days. And when I got the renewal, they were like, oh yeah, by the way, just a quick thing to let you know, we're raising it by $150.
God damn.
Per month.
Wow.
And I was like, well, why are you doing that? What the fuck are you doing that for? Oh yeah, you got a ticket. But I got a ticket before I was even with y'all. Like, y'all knew about the ticket. Oh yeah, but we don't always apply that, like, immediately. What do you mean you don't apply that immediately? What? So you just, anytime you feel I raise my shit by $150 a month? Yes. So I told them to go to hell. I'll go with someone else. And I did. And they gave me a new rate. And I was like, that rate is awesome. But because I did it 2 weeks ago, I was like, I want to wait until closer to the time because I don't want to be paying for insurance that I ain't using. Mm-hmm. So I waited. And all of a sudden, the rate they gave me, they were like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to increase that rate by $150. Because your old insurance company told on you. Ha. So now every company that I talked to has now gone from a rate that I had that was reasonable. They're all the same rate as my current company. Because they all, I'm telling you, it's a cabal of assholes. They go, oh, so I'm convinced that when I told my company to go to hell, they sent an email saying, we got one coming your way. Have fun. This is what we told him. Give him a rate. And when he goes to sign up for it, this is the rate you tell him. So that we, it's bullshit. I don't know how we got to take everybody down, but I'm ready to be a villain now. If it means I don't have to pay $150 more for insurance just in case I get in an accident.
It's definitely some bullshit.
That's collapsing economy.
Definitely some bullshit, because every time there's a new, my renewal or whatever, it goes up by like, at first, initially it was like $5. Then it was like $10. Okay. Now it's like
insurance.
$50 every time, and I'm almost at, I started with my current insurance company, I started at $115 because I had, you know, decent rate, and I had nice insurance coverage and all that shit. It's almost now, it's $230 now, and I'm starting to look for it. And every time I call them to find out, like, what the fuck is going on, I haven't had I've never had a speeding ticket. I think I've had a moving violation ticket well over 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, see.
And they can't tell me why my rate's going up. I'm like, every time I renew with you guys, it's going up a significant amount of money. Why? Oh, insurance is just going up for everybody. That's the
rates used to go down. Remember that?
Yes, I remember. I remember. I couldn't wait. When I was a teenager, I couldn't wait until I was like, yeah, when I get 25 or whatever, 30, it's going to go down. Like my parents, they're like paying $25 for their insurance because of their age and how loyal they were to their insurance company. I don't get that same. It's going up.
They don't have that loyalty. I was just like, so why? Like, when I told them, like, this is ridiculous, you're going to raise $150, it was not like, oh, well, like, I'm sorry to hear that. It was like, well, that's the problem, bro. What you want to do about it? Like, you're going to pay the money and you're going to go.
You can like it or lump it.
Right.
Pretty much. Look,
you can take it or you can be mad and you can take it. But at the end of the day, you're gonna take it. So... Because these other niggas, we talked to them, and they're going to charge you the same amount plus the deposit. Yep. So have fun. We'll see you on the 21st with your payment.
You better have it on time, because if you don't pay it within 24 hours of when it's due, we're going to cut your insurance.
Oh, they're going to cancel your insurance, and then you end up in the situation that I spent most of my 20s in, riding dirty because you can't keep a license. The fact that they can suspend my license because I don't have insurance even... without even knowing if my car is working is insane. I have had my license suspended on a car that had not been running for a year. And because I didn't have insurance on a non-running car, no, it's my fault. I forgot to go tell them that I didn't have, the car wasn't running. I didn't know I had to tell you my car wasn't running. I was stupid. They're trying to find a way to fix my car and get to work. Y'all kiss my ass. Suspend my license.
That's why I don't pay for insurance. I don't. If you pay for it in case shit happens, I keep emergency money for them situations. Emergency money for a fender bender, emergency money for bail, emergency money.
Are you saying that I'm pretty sure it's illegal to not have insurance? Weren't you the one who said you don't commit crimes?
I don't follow laws that are stupid and insurance.
How do you still have a license? Because in Georgia, if you don't have insurance on your car, they will suspend your license.
I do not have a license.
Oh, this motherfucker. Okay, never mind then. Fair enough. Now I understand.
Hey, get it how you
I gotta have a license these days, man. I went too long with no license. I gotta have a license.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Fuck y'all. No license. I'm going to go grow food in the woods. I'm off the grid.
I live in a place where it's like, crops. You know, I just go hop on the streetcar and just be where the fuck I can hop on my bike, or I could fucking walk it or whatever.
Where you live, there are no laws, so you're not having a license. That, and I'm pretty sure most of New Orleans is on probation. Like, it's more understood. I'm pretty sure in New Orleans, you could be sitting in a room waiting to see your probation officer with your probation officer who's late because he's waiting to see
his probation officer. 9 times out of 10.
Like, bro, like, I'll be with you in 20 minutes, bro. I got to pay this nigga $35 for a missed drug test myself. Like, what? That's New Orleans. It is Mad Max without the cool outfits. Nah, some of the outfits are cool. Some of them are cool.
Yeah, with the feathers and shit. And the razzle dazzle.
Okay. Less sand. Those Mad Max in the swamp.
Capes are in, baby.
I know. We can see from yours.
Hey, don't you denigrate the rap hill.
Your shawl.
That's right.
You're going to tell us about the olden times and tell about our grandpappy, what he used to do?
Is it a plug-in shawl?
Back in my day.
Back in your day, you know, because your granddaddy, he ain't never mess with them crackers now. I'm just saying. He don't play with them. I got an old grandma. French,
but you're an asshole.
I'll make fun of your shawl.
We go. Look, I'm just saying. I just don't see the, like, if you follow a law that is unjust, don't that make you complicit?
I mean, most laws are unjust.
That's why I don't follow most laws.
All laws are just orders put in place by the occupying force.
Yeah, it's command and control. And so I don't follow them shits.
I'm pretty neutral about it. I
follow some. I follow the ones that keep me safe.
Yeah, the ones that make sense. Yeah.
General safety, I usually follow those just to, you know.
I mean, at least for now. I will say this, the next time we have an episode, I may have completely changed on this. I had one of those, like, weird existential crises.
Oh, yeah, we went into that, too. Died.
What? Oh, yeah, when I almost died last week. For those of you who are listening, I almost died. I almost died. I did, though. I really did. I choked to death. Well, I didn't choke to death. I choked almost to death, as in I'm talking now, but like lost consciousness choked.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how I made it out. Like, I just know I woke up on the ground with throw up on the ground, and I was breathing finally, which was dope. Because it let me know for a fact. I want to live. Like, if it was ever a doubt in my mind. No, I'm team stay alive.
I just gave it up right there. And I'd have been like, I don't know, man.
You say that. I went to take a breath. Look, I went to take a breath and a whistle noise came out and air didn't come in. And when that happened 4 times in a row, I went from this is a little bad to oh, this is an emergency. Like, there was a point, when I realized I couldn't make it downstairs to the other people in the house in time to still be conscious. So it was like, oh, I'm gonna die to chicken. This is the worst. This is how it happens. There was a moment where I was just like, as I am losing confidence, this is how it happened. I got took out by chicken on a random fucking Tuesday. This is bullshit. I thought I was better than this.
Wait a minute.
Like, I'm supposed to die like overlooking the masses or something. I ain't supposed to die I'm not supposed to dye an underwear I should have changed yesterday. I'll say that. Like, I think that's the moral of this story. What I'm saying is I've gone back to what my mother told me as a child. Change your underwear every day. Because you never know. You never know when somebody's going to get to make a overwhelming judgment about your life based on what's left of it.
When they find you. I've been thinking about that right. a lot. Like, damn, I really should do more cleaning up around my house, because if I were to die you today, should. You know, people would judge
you
me.
Never know. You never know when you're just trying to readjust the internet on your router because the antenna's weird, and next thing you know, you're choking it down.
I wonder if people who are about to die really be like, yo, I think I just shit myself, son. Like, no.
Wait. I was being nice. Yes, you would. Because there was not just vomit. I'm pretty sure the force of me shitting myself is what caused the chicken to loosen from my mouth. Because it was all involuntary at that point. So yes, to answer your question, are people wondering as they die, are they going to shit? Yes.
Oh, shit. I think I just shit myself. That must be, it's half an upper room.
Essentially, yeah. Ugh. Your muscles release all of the things.
Ugh. That was awful. It was okay, again, it was awful. I learned this because I have a narrow, my esophagus has narrowed due to acid reflux. It has a technical term name that I can't remember right now. But essentially, the layman's term is I am genetically predisposed to giving mediocre blowjobs. Is what you can get from that.
Look, you got to understand. I'm not laughing at you almost dying.
Oh, no, it's fine. Understand. Now that I've survived it, I can laugh at it too. Laugh all you want.
I'm laughing at, man. I moved to New Orleans specifically because it was a dangerous place and I was suicidal. You mean to tell me that I can't die in this place, in this goddamn wasteland? Ain't that about a bitch? Niggas die every day, B. You mean to tell me?
I'll tell you something that'll help. Go ahead and put yourself in an awkward position behind a couch while chewing on some dry chicken. That can really put you.
How did you end up behind the couch?
Because I was adjusting my router. I've since moved the router.
I see.
But yes.
So at the same time, so you were eating some lunch. In mid bite, you're like, fucking router. As you were chewing,
internet goes down.
As you were chewing your lunch and you're fixing the router, bingo bango. Almost dying. Behind a couch, no less.
Again, that I didn't install it. It was installed before I got here. Now it's been put in a place that's better and more centrally located. I ran some cables to it. It looks great.
Okay.
And I won't have to be upside down to fucking work on it ever again, which I'm assuming also helped with my initial almost choking.
Bro, now you fucking with anti-gravity now, and that's where
okay, the scariest moment of that whole thing was I went and I did what everyone has ever done when they were choking a little bit. I had a cup of water on my desk. I grabbed that cup of water. I swallowed a full swallow of water, and all that water went down and nothing changed. And that's right. When I said, oh no, the thing that works doesn't work. Swallowing liquid is how we've been clearing blockages since, I'm pretty sure, blockages started. It predates the Heimlich maneuver, I'm pretty sure. And it was like, oh, I'm fucked. I didn't have time to, my life didn't flash before my eyes, none of that cool stuff. I didn't have any epiphanies. I didn't find out that I'm in love with somebody. None of that happened. All that happened was, oh no, I'm gonna die to chicken. Fuck this. I think I shit myself.
Threw up.
And I'm breathing, so none of that matters.
That just reminds me of that scene from Undercover Brother where he accidentally shot him with the shoe.
I'll take it to myself.
That's a yes. Definitely shit yourself. I also didn't see an afterlife. I also just saw inky blackness when I was unconscious. So you say that, man. I realize now why I fear death is because I don't think there's an afterlife. I think that it's nothingness, and that idea to me is unnerving. Me not existing is terrifying and unfortunate for all of you.
I love the idea of absolute nothingness without even the awareness of that nothing.
See, all of that is the reason why I had my existential crisis. I was like, man, if there's nothing after, nothing matters, nothing's real. But I also realized that doesn't matter either.
See, that's my same fear too, is just dying and it's just blackness. Like, I don't go nowhere. Like, whatever. Yeah, I had dated a guy who had a heart attack. And, you know, he said he had died, or at least they told him he had died a couple times on the table, whatever, before like reviving him and putting him back together again. And so I was just like, so what did you see? He was like, I didn't see shit. It was just black. And I was just like, and it was like, at that point, I was like, oh my God, no, this, you're telling me there's nothing there. Like, I want to at least see my grandma because or something.
There's nothing there.
I want to see my granny.
Is that how, like, I don't, like, having to, like, motherfuckers is like, oh, you get to see your family again. My family? Do you know what kind of, that's hell. That, my family is hell. I would. That have to spend an eternity with these niggas? An eternity? Fuck all that.
Again, anytime somebody talks to me about heaven and all of that, I just go, so where do babies go? Like where do like newborn babies that were born dead, if they go to heaven, and that means as a parent who has had a miscarriage, if you go to heaven, you may have to meet your baby. And that's not necessarily heaven for everybody. You know, like if you had to meet the kid you were supposed to have, that may not necessarily be your heaven. That may be some weird shit for somebody.
So we ain't having no babies right here, huh? That's
you know, more like
they'd be like, I mean, if they'd be like, you got an eternity of questions to answer, my nigga.
what if like God really is as fluid as the Christians make him, where like God only believes in the shit they believe in at the time? They just declared fetuses as people. That means if you have an abortion, you got to meet your fetuses in heaven. I don't believe any of this is true, but it's still somewhat unsettling. Terrifying. I personally think the idea of heaven makes God too small.
It does.
Like, so, yeah, like, so God only can have, like, there's, you know, there's planets all over the place. And so all of the us sharing that heaven, like, do we go to, like, the alien heaven, too? Am I going to get to meet aliens there? That'd be sort of dope.
That would be dope. And that's why I'm, like, afraid that, you know, if all there is blackness, I don't get to meet aliens. I don't get to meet past lives. I don't get to. But nothing. Then there's also the fear. Then there's also the fear of having to come back to this motherfucker because I didn't learn whatever lesson I was sent here to learn.
I'd be real mad, like, if reincarnation was real.
I mean, if I have to do it, I still want to be black, but
I don't know. I'm gonna tell you right now. I've done black. I don't want to do white. I'll say that. I would not choose white. I think I'd choose like Japanese or something. I'd try it out over there. Or like South Korean. I'd go there. Like, if I could choose my reincarnation, I'm doing that. Or a different animal. If I could do like I don't know, like something that's not hunted freely.
The only time I would want to be an animal is if I was in a sanctuary being treated very well. Living high on the hog, getting fat, you know, just not. Ooh, I don't want
white woman's pit bull.
I don't want to be free range, because I don't want to have to deal with being hunted and then just the lack of food and just all the
she's like she wants like, to be.
I want
to
be a pampered, a zoo lion. Spoiled
again.
Animal.
You want to be a white. You want to be a white. You want to be a one of those TikTok or Instagram pit bulls. You want to be a white lady's right. pit bull on
no,
TikTok.
No, 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 no. Not a white lady's pit bull. No.
You know, there's a black lady that does it too. I can't remember her name, but right, she does it too.
You can have yeah, only, that's see, the only pit bull I would want to come back and be is that one.
See, I got a little bit of racism in me though, so like, I think I'd go for the white lady just because I'm like, you black, your life could still change drastically for very the horrible true. At any point in time. Like, I love this existence, but at any point in time, white people could take this from you, so I'm gonna go for a white. Well,
that's
person.
Very true. I mean, at
I
least...
want one of those white people who's like.
At least with them, like, you know, their life isn't getting as fucked up. If they if their life gets fucked up, then it's like, you know, my mom can take the dog or
exactly always have some friend some that'll friend. Keep lavishing this dog. Black people will sometimes let that dog run away a little bit and just
they have no resources. If they don't have a if they don't have a car to bring it to a shelter, it's like, well,
right, like white people will always white people will bring it. They won't abandon. They'll abandon a dog at a shelter. They'll abandon a dog to a friend. I'm not saying all white people. They're still bad white people. Yeah, who do horrible things.
Every video I've seen of an animal getting abandoned, they've been white. So
yeah. I will say that. Like I talk a lot of shit, but I've never seen. Okay, unless it's dog fighting. Dog fighting. I don't see as many Caucasians. But
either way, I would like to
general mistreatment
to a dog fight.
Oh, I mean the videos, like where they show videos where like they're arresting people for it. Yeah, nah. But then again, that goes towards the whole in proportionate.
Yeah,
arrest record thing.
I had to stop watching them fucking like this one lady. It was called Rain's Pitbull. And she'd be giving her dog like spa treatments and rubbing stuff on his paws and got him a little heated blanket. Like that dog, like she showed the dog be bathing, the dog just be sitting there like, yeah, this the life, baby. This the
that motherfucker. And then when I see her
make the dog's
do.
Meal, like she'll make it a steak and some broccoli and some rice, and like she'll put some like doggy seasoning on top of it. And I was like, yo, this nigga's eating better than me, son. Yeah.
Wait, your response to that just helps with a conspiracy theory I have in my head that those are just ads for niggas. Like, they make those accounts so dudes see these white ladies treating these dogs so nice, and they're like, shit, that could be me. And the next thing you know, that motherfucker slide in there too, and he's getting the... all those same treatments. I'm telling you.
And that was the controversy because a lot of men were like so super pissed. Like legitimately, when I first heard the people were like, yeah, and all of a sudden she's getting these comments from these negative comments. I'm like, be fucking for real. Ain't nobody like mad at a dog. Until you go to these comments and motherfuckers got think pieces like, she's how dare she not have a man and treat a man like nobody. She her content is literally her doing things for her dog. There's no explanation to say whether or not she has a man or not, what's going on in her personal life for anybody to say. Everybody was just assuming she doesn't have a man, doesn't want a man, hates men because she's taking care of this dog. And I'm just like, how do you fix your brain to say this woman hates men because you don't see her taking care of a man like that? Like she literally could be feeding her dog and then going back to the kitchen and be like, all right, well, me and my man.
If
a man might have made dinner.
That's right. I'm gonna tell you right now, if she is, then I need to know who she works for because that is entirely too much time in a day.
Yeah.
Because like what she's doing for that dog, like I did that for my dog, like when I got my first dog with somebody. The first time I bought a dog with somebody, we did that in the beginning, and that shit's hours.
Yeah, it takes
like,
a
that
lot.
Is hours out of your day.
And then to have
and
it
if she's doing that for
too?
The dog, and then doing that for her. Yeah, she's doing that, filming the content, and then doing it for her significant other. I'm impressed. Nope. That's I don't have that much love for somebody in me anymore. Like I can't do that for two things, maybe one.
Hey, I don't have that much love for anybody anymore.
I don't. I'm like, ugh. Every time I see those videos, I go, that looks amazing. I would love it if somebody did that for me, but I wouldn't want them to, because if they want that back, I'm not doing it repeatedly. Like,
there's going to be an imbalance. That's going to be
a birthday thing.
Yeah. Like, all right. So I used to date this chick who would, like, she knew I was at the time, like, working a particular gig. I was on my feet all day. And so she'd be like, yo, you want a foot rub? Fuck yeah. Like, yes, I do. And like, I would just find myself, like, since I was down there, and her feet would by me, and she'd rub my feet, I started rubbing her feet. We didn't rub each other's feet in that bitch. Okay. And like, see, it's not that hard to show that much effort.
I don't want that. I'm not saying I don't want it. Here's the thing. I'm not saying that I won't do special stuff for somebody that I'm in a relationship with. I'm just saying, like, you're not going to get it to that. You're not going to get it to Instagram video level all the time.
No, no, no.
Like, that is unrealistic to think you'll get full spa treatment even once a month. Like, maybe. I mean, hopefully I'll make enough money so we can go somewhere that could be done. But for me to do it, you're expecting a lot. I've never had a massage that wasn't from an old white man in my life. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Yeah, and I get that might be like, that might be what some people are into, like getting that kind of touch from another person. But I mean, if you've had a professional do it, it's like, you don't want some amateur rubbing you down. You, like, want a professional to do it.
Yeah, I know sometimes a good amateur rub down is, you know, they know just enough about what they're doing to do a good job.
I'm not that person. I've been told I have what's called bad touch in the massage.
What?
Yeah, okay, no, this is a serious thing. In the massage field, like, you have, like, if somebody has bad touch, it's just them touching you feels weird. They're, like, it's you can't put a finger on it. It's nothing you can teach. Just some people have bad touch. Okay. And I got bad touch. Like, it's... We've got to go over this multiple times before it's going to happen, because you got to be very comfortable.
Like, are you too grippy, or is it just not strong enough, or what is the feedback?
No one could, like, it's the thing, it's a term that they use. Like, it's not just me. I'm not the only person with it. Like, they know this is a thing that occurs with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, sometimes if the person is, like, nervous, that may translate to how it feels. Like, the person that's doing the stuff, if they're nervous, sometimes it translates. I don't know. I just know I got bad touch. I know that initial interaction, you're going to be like, ugh. But then you get to know me and it's fine. But, like, if you don't know me and I just, like, try to give somebody a massage, yeah, that shit ain't going to happen. It's literally happened in a bar. A buddy of mine who was a massage therapist and I were talking with two females, and he was giving one massage. He was like, oh, sure, I'll give you a massage. And it started, and it was like, yeah, you can stop, please. Nothing against you, but...
Oof, wow.
Like, you gotta know, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Massage therapists, there's nothing funnier than walking in the bar, and you can tell who the massage therapists are, because they... They rubbing the back. They giving somebody a scalp massage.
It's always a scalp massage.
It's always a scalp massage.
It's cheating. They'll walk up to some chick and just put their hands in their hair and be like, watch this. Next time they're going, like, what the fuck? Hey, man. What the fuck? How am I supposed to follow that? What am I supposed to say afterwards? You walk up to the group and did that. They're looking at me waiting for me to do the same thing to somebody. It's not
like stupid people tricks.
Well, walk up and do the same thing, put my hand in your hair. You're going to hate it. You're going to be mad at me. Your hair's going to be messed up.
You're not gonna have that heavenly experience.
Right. I got always magic the tricks motherfucking, and nobody wants to see those.
It's always the scalp massage and it's always it's lascivious. Always. Lascivious.
Oh yeah, the person you know the person I'm referring to who does the scalp massages.
Yeah.
He's lascivious.
Lascivious.
Just random scalp massages. Just all in the weeds and everything.
Random ass scalp massage. Look, he's not the only person I know who does. Like, trust me. I know multiple people who've been to massage therapy school and all of them do it. All
it's like a game
of
to them. It's like they try to see how much they can mess up a woman's hair and still get away with it. I've watched them do it. They'll walk in, like they'll pick the person with the nicest hair. And they'll pick a black woman with the nicest hair. Like, yikes. Watch this, doing it on hard mode. Here we go. Boom. And 5 minutes later, that woman will look, her hair look like mine. It'll look like this just everywhere. And they'll be like, oh no, it's fine. They think, okay. Doing this hair all big, they don't put volume into it. What I'm saying is an unfair advantage.
It is unfair. It's unfair.
I'm glad to hear that people are regulating it.
People in bars need to stop giving scalp massages. That's exactly. Just a rule now. Just
you shouldn't
rule.
Be allowed to do that's unfair.
It's illegal. It's immature and churlish.
It is. It's an unfair advantage. It's like I'm gonna start
and chicanerous.
I'm talking about them like white athletes talk about black athletes. It's an unfair advantage. They have quick twitch fibers or whatever the fuck it is.
They quick twitch fibers in their carpal tunnel.
Exactly. Their hands are different. They got hands on them. It's not. How am I supposed to compete with that?
That is wild. I have never seen, unless it was like somebody and they were like together, you knew they were a couple. I've never seen like somebody just be like, yes.
Come to the South.
Walk up to this lady.
Come to the South. You're going to walk into a random bar. It's going to be a random massage therapist giving a random ass woman a random ass scalp massage.
Inappropriate one.
Inappropriate. And she's going to be making sex noises right there in the middle of the bar.
Sex noises. The number of times I've watched somebody. I'll have what she's having in a random dive bar in Atlanta. Just
Atlanta isn't a real place, so I'm not.
Oh, it's a very real place. In fact, Atlanta is one of the few places that lets me know black people's gonna be okay.
Look,
somebody
from Texas told me that about New Orleans the other day. They're like, "That's not a real place." I'm like, no, motherfucker. You live in the burbs in Texas. You don't live. So you obviously haven't met many black people. So so this is a real place. And and she not only saw the good parts, the ridiculous parts, but saw like the inequality that stems, like you got to keep your soul alight somehow in this motherfucker. So you gotta do something. You gotta party or hard or do something. You gotta do something. And she saw that part of like she was like, "Damn, these motherfuckers is really they grabbing life by the goddamn horns in this bitch." Like, yep.
And this is Texas or Louisiana,
or both? Louisiana.
Oh yeah,
in New Orleans specifically.
Yeah,
Atlanta on the other hand, like. I mean, we all know T.I. is opening up his own project housing.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if y'all may not know that, but that's
what's I'm sorry. Excuse what?
Me. It's okay. So
apartments. He opened his apartments.
Yes, and okay. I've started. This all stems back to you have to have a lower class in order to function. Atlanta recently has now. Is converting a number of places to what they call affordable housing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And T.I. and I think Killer Mike have partnered and they're opening one. They bought the Kroger that he used to steal from.
Okay.
And that's not me saying a joke.
That's how they market the Murder Kroger.
No, not Murder. There's another Kroger. I think it's on the West Side.
Wow.
But like,
see,
they bought this old Kroger that T.I. used to steal. He keeps talking. He always mentions that he stole from it when he was younger, and now he's bought it and he's turning it into a low income house.
Okay.
And it's in like prime Atlanta real estate area. Mm-hmm. They're doing the same thing. Another prime Atlanta real estate area. They're opening up the 40 homes for the unhoused in that area.
Okay.
And again, I think this all stems from you got to have a lower class. If you look back, there's a housing project called Capital Homes in Atlanta that was deleted in the early 2000s. Like, we were like, I was in college. We were doing programs there for like the youth.
Capital Homes.
We went 1 week to do one of our exploratory programs, and then the next week we came back, and they were like, "Oh no, everybody's gone. They're bulldozing these any day now." Well, the person who opened them, the whole reason why he originally opened them, because he saw people needed affordable housing in Atlanta, and he opened them, and then it turned into a housing project.
Okay.
So I think Atlanta has gotten to the point where now Black people can finally do the thing that white people have been doing. Like, I think we can finally like starting our own housing projects, so that 100 years from now, when it's run down and terrible, T.I. is going to be the person they remember instead of John G. Capital or whatever the fuck the old white man was that did it. Like, that's true Black opulence right there. We're moving up a step. We're starting to move from the oppressees to the oppressors a little bit. I'm just saying.
And I'm not opposed to it. I'm just wondering, like, okay, so is it, who's going to be caring for it?
That's the question management. I have. I firmly believe that it's going to go the exact same way. Essentially, I think Atlanta doesn't have any project homes anymore. They tore them all down for the Olympics and all these other things. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really have any. And so other places were starting to turn into that. And I don't think they want that. So they're like, hey, we got to have project homes again. We need to find an excuse to.
The Dolls of Hollywood coat is open again.
Bruh, I'll just say the fact that Killer Mike won, swept the Grammys, and is also opening low-income housing in Atlanta at the same time, in the same year, doesn't, like, it's, again, not saying they're the secret cabal, but it feels very
given his slight change in politics,
and that's also come at an interesting time.
Very much.
Right now, I will say this: Killer Mike did do it. He did it the way a lot of people didn't. He got the white people on his side first.
Mm-hmm.
People forgot. Like, I mean, I'm from Atlanta. I've known Killer Mike not known him personally, but like, I've known him for decades. Yeah. But he got really big and started crossing over with Run the Jewels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was him following the pattern of two artists, lighter dude, darker dude. Like, CeeLo tried it. That's why he came out with Gnarls Barkley, and it was buzz. I'm telling you, I think this is a formula that motherfuckers are being given.
Yeah.
I think you reach a certain point, or you reach a person where they go, let's come have a meeting with us. These are the things you can have. These are the things you have to do to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Killer Mike says he hasn't really changed politically. He's changed politically.
Yes.
Like, and it just happens to coincide with all these other really great things. Again, not saying it's a conspiracy.
Oh, it's definitely a conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
It definitely is. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but I think the writing is on the wall. We've all seen this happen before. They know who to give, you know, some crumbs to, and give them a little bit, you know, just enough.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just to give this whole, because they, I mean, they know it's not like he hadn't been talking about it before, but he just wasn't in front of the right white folks. And he didn't make the right white folks feel comfortable with this. Oh, you trust know, me. Now yeah, that he has, that. Here's a little, he spent, here's a little something.
Run the Jewels was white people's summer for like two summers in a row.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that. Run the Jewels. Every white person in America was doing the Run the Jewels sign for yes. like two, three summers.
Oh, I remember, yes. And that's how I knew. I'm like, up, here we go. Here we go.
He's on his way up.
Mm-hmm.
Met with Bernie and everybody was like, he's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then he met with Kemp and was like, oh, wait, shit. He's going to be rich.
Pretty much.
Oh, he chose rich. It's okay. I get it. I think at every point in time, you have to choose between right and rich. Some people choose rich. Some people choose rich, and some people choose to be broke. And he chose right. He chose rich,
yes.
not right.
Yes.
Because again, I don't know if that low. I mean, anytime you tell me low income housing, I've never seen low income housing turn out great. Like no one's pulled up and said, "Look at our luxurious low income housing. It's been here for 400 years.
Like, yeah.
It's always like, it's been here for 6 months and we're going to eventually sell this property to a developer.
Usually how they wash money, so.
Yep. You know, it's time for the harsh truth.
Oh, shit.
Time for the harsh truth where we give a person, place, thing, any noun at all that verbal work because they deserve it. What you got?
I think I feel like we've been verbal working all day now. so many people have got it on this episode. Put an hour and a half. We put an hour and a half on wax, and that's not including the lost tapes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
lost tapes. new shit. Clue.
Like, verbal work. Unlike the Chappelle lost tapes, like you might want to actually view that.
Okay, the Chappelle lost tapes. That dude is getting. I understand you funny, but you starting to get way too in your head. Anyway, I'm not gonna. That's not my harsh truth. My harsh truth is for Jake Paul. You're gonna die. No, you're not gonna die.
If he dies, he dies.
Everybody's making the joke that he's gonna die. He's not going to die.
No,
because Mike Tyson is doing what Killer Mike is doing. He's playing the game.
Yes.
Patrice O'Neal said it on the roast of what fucking roast was that he was on? It was like the roast of the dude with HIV,
Charlie Sheen.
It was on 2.5. Yes. Mike Tyson was on the roast of Charlie Sheen, and so was Patrice O'Neal. And Patrice O'Neal famously will torpedo any chance he has at fame. And he did it on there. He goes, I'm not telling my jokes. I just need to look at Mike Tyson and say, you're sitting up here and these white people aren't afraid of you. And that is weird. like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? And why aren't these people afraid? Mike Tyson is playing the game. Jake Paul, you're not going to die, but you also don't deserve the shot you're being given. There are boxers who have real records who would actually kill a motherfucker to have this opportunity to fight Mike Tyson. This is not a real fight, because if it was a real fight, you would die.
Yeah. Like, Mike Tyson's still at 57, still got it.
You have two fights. You have two actual boxing matches under your belt that you won, but you have two. And you've got some MMA fights. Everyone in the world is afraid of Mike Tyson. Every country he goes,
for a good
Mike
reason. Tyson.
Mike Tyson is the Michael Jackson of fighting. Like, it doesn't matter where you go, it doesn't matter what language you speak. If they don't speak English, if you show a picture of Mike Tyson in perfect English, they will say Iron Mike Tyson. So you don't deserve what you're getting. I don't understand how you even exist.
Whiteness.
It seems as if he's on a mission to offend and piss off everybody in existence. like, he went to Japan and he did the forest thing where he showed the dead body. Mm-hmm. He's been scamming back Bitcoin people and everybody else. Like, this dude's pissing off everybody, like young and old. Fuck him. I hope you accidentally hit Mike too hard and he forgets that he's being paid not to murder you.
Well, I agree.
If you remember the last time Mike Tyson got frustrated in a fight, he bit a nigga's ear off.
I agree with all of that. And that, but that's also why I just don't, like you said, he doesn't deserve this opportunity to fight Mike. And I don't even want Mike to fight him because of just who Jake is. And you know how this is going to play out for him because he's been given so much in typical white mediocrity. It's like you have this giant, this bull in white mediocrity, and you know how the fucking shit's going to play out because that's what everybody likes. They're putting white mediocrity on a fucking pedestal. And now
that fight,
a giant has to, because you know he's serious about his workouts and whatever. And you know Jake isn't taking this shit seriously. He's like, yeah, I'm just a white guy going to show up because I know how this is going to play out for me.
I hope that's why I hope did. Mike Tyson destroys him. I hope Mike Tyson pulls a Grim Reaper Roper from the Great White Height, and Jake Paul hits him, and he's like, "Nigga, you trying to embarrass me on TV?"
he just kills
him.
I remember a fight. I don't remember who Mike Tyson was fighting. I remember I was a child, and I remember my uncle paid money on pay-per-view for this fight. He invited everybody over. It was going to be a great fight. It was Mike Tyson and another famous boxer, and Mike Tyson knocked him out in 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, the bell rung, they walked out, Mike Tyson knocked him out,
and that was it.
Back, and the fight was over. If this fight is not like that, then one, we know this fight was, we know it's fixed, but that proves it's fixed. If this fight goes more than 4 seconds long, we know this fight is fixed. And if he wins, which he's only lost one of his fights so far, if Jake Paul wins, I think he will destroy Mike Tyson in my mind.
Right.
Like, it will. This could destroy Mike Tyson in my mind if Mike Tyson lets this dude beat him.
And that is what I fear. That's what's in my gut. Like, they're gonna destroy Mike Tyson, a legend, for this goofy motherfucker who does not deserve none of the shit that he's been given.
White mediocrity being boosted on the hoisted upon the pedestal of black talent.
Right.
If he knocks out Mike Tyson in this fight, I think I have to start Helter Skelter. Like, I can't. I don't think I'm alone in this. If I see Mike Tyson knocked out by this dude, like, they could have picked.
No, you know what's going to happen? Every dude bro is going to think he can take a brother.
Yeah.
And it's going to get outrageous. Like when Eddie Murphy was talking about 100%. When Rocky came out, how Italian dudes were acting. Like,
and I will be, and you will find me standing next to the Atlanta Water Boys selling folding chairs. Helter Skelter. You can't knock Mike Tyson out. This dude can't knock Mike Tyson out.
No,
if it were
not him,
anybody but him, he can't knock Mike Tyson down.
No,
if Mike Tyson, he's allowed to hit Mike Tyson because I'm fairly certain they paid him for those. They said he's got to hit you 2 or 3 times, Mike. And Mike said, I mean, how much money? I'm not gonna do the accent. I'm still afraid of him. But like, I'm just like, how much money? And they gave him an amount, and I think he said yes to it. Because there's no way. I don't care if Jake Paul happens to be some kind of fighting savant.
He is not.
Mike Tyson is still considered by all rights the most dangerous man on the planet for good reason.
good reason.
And
damn good, good reason.
Was making
the video when he was crying.
Mm-hmm. The video he was crying.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
But just to speak to what I was talking about before, it's just, and you see everybody hyping it up like Mike is gonna kill him, Mike is gonna do this, Mike is gonna do that. I'm like, oh, this is just playing into my worst fears, that this is just playing for Jake to win, because everybody else with a platform, with really large platforms, are like, yeah, of course my money's gonna go on Mike. So I'm seeing the shit play out for, it's definitely a money grab, and I don't see Mike benefiting from this money grab. Like, they're paying him handsomely, but I mean, they're hyping it in a way to make it seem like they're gonna put everybody's money is gonna go on Mike, and everybody's gonna lose their money because of Jake, and that's just
saw was a Mike Tyson that still got it, and still a very angry man at his core.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw his workout, and like, he had the dude who was wearing padding, like, scared. Oh shit!
Right, and I agree. He definitely still has it. He's definitely a serious contender, but it's like all the folks behind the scenes who are like, he still has it, but we want this dude over here to be the winner, because we're, you know, we want the great white hype.
Telling a story. We want the great white.
Can you imagine ever being Mike Tyson's sparring partner?
I wouldn't even be his sparring partner. I don't see how they hire folks willing to do that shit. I wouldn't. I don't give a fuck how big I could be, twice his size, and somebody be like, yeah, we're going to pay you to be Mike Tyson's sparring partner. No, not even. Well, we're going to put padding on you. Nope, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I will carry his water bottle, worried. And that is it.
Like, I'm genuinely worried that what's going to happen is he's going to knock out Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. And if it happens this way, if it happens the way I think it is in my head, anybody with a conspiracy, hit me up the next day. I'm on board. I think you're going to see a shot of Mike Tyson, and it's going to look like when your boy and Rocky got killed in the ring.
Uh-huh.
They're going to give you a shot with Mike Tyson laying on his face.
Mm-hmm.
That looks just like it.
Uh-huh.
Because I think there's a statement that's going to be said.
And
I think this is a statement to be said.
And in an election year with all the politics behind that, too.
I think they're telling us that it doesn't matter who your hero is, we can buy him.
Yep. Exactly.
And make him do whatever we want. We got enough money, we can make Mike Tyson lose a fight.
And he'll do it. I mean, I hate to say that he will do it, but I mean,
oh no, part of me is like, Mike is still that, at his core, he's still that monster. And I think that when it come down to it, he's gonna be like, I can take this dive, or I can knock his head off.
I mean, and again, I really hope, I have not wished injury on anybody. Like, I don't typically wish injury on anybody, but like, if Jake Paul needs a GoFundMe after this, not even die, I don't want him to necessarily die, but if he needs a GoFundMe to learn to walk again after this, I will give him a couple of dollars on that.
I'm not.
Just because I would have got my money's worth if he's crippled. Or like, hit him so hard he was black. Like, if he could punch melanin into him, so like,
I want him to hit him so hard he shit himself right in the ring, and they got.
Oh my god! If I could. I would love every minute of that.
I would
this isn't even a harsh truth anymore. This is just fun.
If he could just hit him so hard he shits himself, I would be.
Yeah.
I would be perfect. I would be perfect.
Steph's kiss. I would like that. Knock him out.
They'd be like, you got to take him everywhere. To the back so he can change trunks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Because whatever happens the next day, there are going to be so many edits and memes about the results. I just need the next day to be a black people win and not a white people win. Like, I need us. I don't want to have to, like, Because all we can do is say it was fixed, and they're going to be like, whatever motherfucker he lost.
Right.
And we can't do nothing about that.
And that.
Right. I want them, I want us to be, I want the next day for a Black American, a collective, to be like, ah, we fucking told you. That boy got hands. Somebody get your man. Teach him to walk again.
Clean up his boxers. Clean up on aisle right. three.
This nigga ain't gonna see solid food for 6 months.
When is
when they, as soon as they promoted it, I was like, they must be like, I was like, yeah, I was like, because at first Mike Tyson was on his social media with a t-shirt that said, sign the contract, big boy. That's I was, it had his signature on it, and he was like, come on, sign the contract, big boy. And then, like, I saw that workout, and he was like, he was like, this is day three of training. Tell me you still want to fuck with me. I was like, what? What? He's still
there. That's what's making me scared, because they're billing this like Mike's the one who's really wanted it. Exactly. Jake's like, I mean, I don't follow Jake Paul's social media, but I haven't really heard or seen anything from Jake for this, and I don't care. And it's like, he may be taking it seriously. He may be training his ass off. He knows he's going to lose in real life.
Or they're trying to really play him as an underdog. That's why you ain't seen him say shit. Like, oh, yeah, exactly. You know, because, you know, the white folks are going to put him, you know, they love an underdog, so they're going to put all their money on that, and just, you know, he's going to remain silent. Meanwhile, you know, Mike Tyson's releasing videos, he's and he's talking shit, all this shit. And I'm like, oh, this is why it's definitely tying my stomach in knots. Like, oh, this legend.
And
they're
going to Apollo Creed him in the ring, and I'm going to Helter Skelter.
They're going to ruin this legend.
Maybe not Helter Skelter, but I will at least... I will slap. Okay, if Mike Tyson loses, any white person that raises their voice to me for the next 2 weeks is getting slapped on apology.
Yeah, for no reason. Yeah. You know, no explanation, nothing. Just
no.
You know what you did.
Yeah, just if you look, if you raise your voice, if you look at me too long, like you have, I'm not going to tell you the amount of time. You just got to figure that out. But you will get slapped on apologetic.
And that and we reserve the right for that time amount of time to vary.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to vary. Like, you know what? You looked at me just long enough. You're good. You? Hard slap.
Backhand.
Open hand, no fist.
Backhand, too.
Open hand. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Knuckle action. I mean, invest in some rings. I've never been a ring guy. Go ring style.
Look, my harsh truth. It's for my harsh truth is for the same thing. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Cause I was like, yo, how are they leasing this brother's legacy as the most dangerous man on the planet to try to get this white boy some rub? How? Why?
They need
why do we keep like somebody the other day was talking about Skip Bayless who was a renowned sports journalist and then got all weird. And somebody was saying, they were like, yo, Skip Bayless on his last legs, homie. He's been riding black talent since he was losing to Stephen A. on ESPN. I was like, whoa. They're like, you know this. Don't nobody give a fuck about what Skip say unless it's in the juxtaposition of a black athlete.
I mean,
they're like he really ain't got shit to say. So it's another one of them. This is another one of them times utilizing black talent to prop up a white dude, a mediocre white dude.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, you can just zoom out a little bit and you can see the politics behind Jake winning this, and.
But I can also see the carnage of Mike Tyson getting out there and him going, yo, you trying to embarrass me on TV, nigga? Like, I will kill you.
I think
that's what we got to depend on. We got to depend on Mike's pride to keep him.
I because of the sheer amounts of money, I don't think we can depend on anybody. I don't think we can depend on anybody's pride in the face of the amount of money they're willing to give them.
Yeah.
like how bad they want to rob you of that pride. They will spend any amount of money to rob you of that pride.
I would have been okay. My stomach would have been less in knots if it would have been like somebody like Mayweather. Now the weight class is different. Last I checked, but I mean, somebody on that, I would prefer somebody on that level, a Mayweather level something. I would.
Mayweather is 127 pounds. You can't put him up against this 200 pounds.
That's why I said I know the weight class is different, but somebody within the Mike Tyson weight class that's like Mayweather level.
I mean, not Jake. My question, I would have preferred that this motherfucker had to fight a bunch of no-name people to get an actual record up to go against a heavyweight champion.
Right. Like yes. He's
fighting a heavyweight champion without the record needed to fight a heavyweight champion. I mean, granted, Mike doesn't have the title right now that he can give away.
But
at the same time, you know, like, also, this is weird. Why is he doing this fight? Like, I don't understand this fight. Like, Mike doesn't have the title to give away. Like, you could fight an in-shape fighter who's currently fighting right now, Jake Paul. Why did you choose? Why are we doing Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to make himself the next baddest man on the planet.
But Mike Tyson should be the final boss for that. Like, you fight all random dudes in the
literally final been the boss. Final boss for a video game. Like, Mike Tyson has been the final boss for a video game. You have put in a cheat code and a game genie, and you're skipping levels.
White mediocrity.
You don't get respect for skipping levels unless it's Mario and you got the flute, and that's about it. But, like, you don't get to just skip. You don't get to speed run this.
Unless you are a white male with some resources yourself and then also associated with folks with lots of resources. Then, yeah, you get all the cheat codes. You get to fight the final boss without earning it, really.
If Jake Paul doesn't look like that dude from the mask at the end of this show, like, I want him to look like the Cher movie, The Mask. Not Jim Carrey.
I want him to look like Martin Lawrence when he had that fight with Tommy Hearns.
Yes. Like, I want him to get aphasia. I want Jake Paul to learn new medicine.
I want him to be able to diagnose his own CTE. Just like, oh, there it is. I got it. Just right there.
I want him to be a spokesperson for a new disease. Like, he gets, like, whatever he gets from this fight is what he gets to be a spokesperson for from now on. That's going to be it. Whatever new crippling, horrible thing, nerve damage he has.
Yeah, beyond the commercial.
One time he's like, and that's CTE.
I'm gonna flip this motherfucker off like a light switch. I am so worried it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be like the Mayweather other fight where it was just a bunch of defensive boxing.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mike Tyson knocks people out. Like, that's
what he does.
Like, that's what he does. It's not gonna be a 12 rounds of defensive fighting.
And even when he wasn't doing it, he was practicing to do it.
All his life.
3 seconds.
I want to see Jake's body levitate. Like, a hit and his body just levitates. You have that slow motion levitation and it's just like, that's what I want.
Like, you want to see him get hit so hard that, like, you see his spirit pull out of his body, look at himself, realize what he's been doing with his life, and then come back in a changed man.
Yeah.
I want to see that slow-mo. That's where they fall in slow-mo like a boxing movie. I want to see Jake Paul and his face hit the fucking mat.
I would at least waste one of my genie wishes on cartoon style like animation, so you could see like the birds when he gets hit in time,
the birds
fly around his head. Yeah, I want to see that. Like, I would alter reality to allow that to be seen, and it's not gonna happen. What's going to happen is we're gonna watch one of our heroes give up his legitimacy,
legacy
for money, everything.
When is the fight supposed to happen?
Goddamn capitalism.
When is that fight supposed to happen?
Surplus is where we got fucked.
What? When is that fight supposed to happen?
July 20th this year.
I got enough time to.
I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting them to. I was expecting them to have it on Juneteenth. Like I thought they were gonna do it on Juneteenth. Looked it up. Like when it did, when it came up, and it wasn't Juneteenth. I was like, okay, then sweet. They weren't like on the nose with it.
Right. If they had it, you'd be like, oh fuck. That's the clearest sign to be like, oh. They're gonna play in our face.
If it had been on Juneteenth, I'd be like, I'm not even gonna watch it. No, I don't wanna. No, I don't.
Not even gonna.
You know what? I'm gonna do a dry June. I'm gonna not do any internet for June. I'm gonna stay off of all social media for June and July.
No TV, no radio, no emails.
Yeah, I don't wanna see racist white people doing victory laps.
That part.
On TikTok and shit.
Because you know that's what it's gonna be. At least for my heart's truth, I didn't have anything totally different from y'all's twos. But I don't know. I think we're kind of done. I don't have to.
Because we are of like mind.
Except I will say, I do say one last thing about that. I think now that I've said I want to be a villain, I think I've decided what villain. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start going after their old sports heroes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just start challenging like hockey dudes to hockey in their 70s and
yo, Wayne Gretzky, like, get on the ice, bitch.
I'm about to challenge Wayne Gretzky to hockey. I'm challenging, is John Madden still alive? Can I tackle that nigga?
No, he's dead. John right, McEnroe, dead. You get John McEnroe in tennis, you get him.
I've tried tennis. Tennis is hard. You gotta like, I thought you were just hitting the ball. You gotta angle that shit. That's weird.
I might do that one.
That, and we already dominate that. So I want to do like the sports where they still got hopes and dreams. Like, I want to take, you know what? I don't like pickleball, but I want to take pickleball from them.
Bitch, I'm going for curling.
So this motherfucker.
I could be a curling legend, son.
Why you bullshitting? Like the idea of seeing you doing that little slide kneel covered in spandex going down the ice. I'd pay money for that. I would put on a t-shirt and travel to cheer you on.
I would too.
You'd have a cheering section. I'd be right there.
I would play Mini Men by 50 Cent as my entrance music.
Every time they got to do it. You know what? Fuck that whole team. We're doing the whole team. It's going to be you, Siri, the black janitors, because they got that sweeping thing. Damn. Y'all gonna be crushing motherfuckers. You'll have to come up with new term for the stuff you're doing.
That's what I like to call a ghetto jammer. I clear all they stones to fuck out my zone.
Oh my god, they're gonna have to create new rules to stop you. Like you're not allowed to hit. You're not allowed to hit dances while you're making shots.
Yo, I'm posing while I'm coming down the ice. I'm sliding down the ice with right. Stone and posing this shit. Like,
motherfucking hitting the grittiest.
They like, yo, it's against the rules. Like, there's nothing in the rules about it. It's against the rules now, goddammit.
Exactly. That's how you know you're killing it. Start making rules against you specifically.
Naming that's, the rules that's, after
Jordan
you.
Ice skate.
That's my only, that's the only sport I've got any recourse in, like, right now, because my body is broken down. Like, I can do is try to stretch out on some ice to fucking soothe my joints.
Look, I know we're going long. I know we've gone way long. But years ago, a buddy of mine pointed out, if you look at the U.S. Olympic curling team, they all look like regular motherfuckers. Like, unlike most sports, where it's like, okay, you see, like, sprinters, and you're like, I would never fight that dude. Like, that dude is in shape. The curlers are all dad bod people. Like, you can do it. And then you get to go to the Olympics, and then you get to do what my dream is, and it's not to win gold at the Olympics. My dream is to have sex at the Olympics. Because you were having sex with the best of the... Like, these are the physically best specimens. Everybody there is in the best shape. You're having the best sex of your life. I think the Olympic Village is disgusting. And you know what? I'm glad to be there
180 with you. Like, you have the best sex of your life. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's disgusting. Like, everything's sticky, but like...
Yeah. That's the only way the walls are staying up. the way they built them.
Exactly. So I'm saying, let's go do curling. I can get some N1 ice skates. We can get some, get some Air Force Ones on our ice skates and shit. Let's go.
Yeah, look. I want some to throw back Jordan 1 fucking ice shoes. Yeah.
Exactly. See? Motherfucker, like, they not even wearing the same uniforms.
I don't even like it, but goal. I think I'll probably dabble in some winter sport.
I'm saying, just
dominate.
They just enjoying these winter sports so much. These motherfuckers out here skiing like we can't do it.
Yeah. Get in shape.
I'll show dominate. You motherfuckers when I get out there with my stones and shit.
Watch. I'll the motherfuckers.
Watch, I'll be the greatest curler. I decided. That's my next career move. I'm going to become a curler.
You'll be a Jaboji. I'll tell you right now, if you get somebody out there with some Tims with blades on the bottom, I will give all my money to that team. I'll be your mascot. I'll put me personally as a person, you will be able to use my likeness, and I will authorize my likeness as your mascot. But also, I guess we got to go now.
Yeah. Anything for the people before we go? Mm-mm.
It's been a hell of a ride today, y'all.
Fuck you.
Oh shit, this has been a ride. We've gone all over the place. We've talked about Olympic fucking. We've talked about socioeconomic issues.
Yeah. We got into it today. Yeah.
Remember, drink water.
Fleshlight fucking.
Vote locally. Vote locally, steal nationally.
You can find us on social media, facebook.com/harshwordswithfriends. You can find us on Instagram.com/harshwordswithfriends. Just look up Harsh Words with Friends, all them places. Just subscribe and like and support, man.
Especially that page. Yeah. Need it.
We need your help. We need your assistance. Help us help you help us.
help us get enough spandex to cover Dante for his curling career. For mere ducats, you can make sure that he doesn't have to do this Prince style with his butt cheeks out.
Although I would do it Prince style with my butt cheeks out and wearing Tim's.
You might as well go shirtless, got the titties out, ass out. Amen,
many men.
With the G-Unit tank top.
I just want to ruin all their fun. I don't know if I'm real anti-white today.
We hit a real like pro-black pose coming out, like fist in the air, playing mini men under a spotlight.
Not just one, both fists in the air. Just...
Yeah. We look. This is the curling team about that life.
The curl life tattooed on my belly like Tupac.
Got a teardrop for all your wins.
Right.
No, I got a hockey puck.
Only Canadians can judge me.
Oh my god. Oh man. Yeah.
All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Peace.
Later.
Fuck you.
You cool.
You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.